Hello, crackheads. You're listening to Paranormal Cracktivity. I'm Justin.
And I am Dreek.
Welcome back. How are we feeling today, Dreek?
How are we feeling? We're feeling under the weather today.
Under the weather. Sorry to hear that.
It's been raining. And it's just been wet. And I feel under the weather. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Other than that, that's fine. How are you feeling, Justin?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'm feeling well. I went to the lake this week, and it was rainy, but it was nice to relax and go and see a place that I love to be in a place that I love to be in. And just, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm hoping that you have some sunny days ahead, and you are feeling well soon.
For my mental health, I think there's no other choice.
I know that there will be some sunny days ahead very soon for you.
Definitely. I have some bad news.
Uh-oh.
I just got new neighbors.
Oh, no. Neighbors.
I kind of liked having no one on the side of my house. But that's about it. No, I have other things to complain about. Beyoncé and her tickets.
Oh, let's hear it.
So as I am in the middle of doing some renovations in my house, which are expensive renovations, Beyoncé decides to drop that she's going on a world tour. I knew she was going on a world tour, and I've talked about it, I think, before on this podcast, how I know Beyoncé is going to go on a world tour, and she just needs to announce it. Mm. Well, she announced it at the wrong freaking time. Mm. Tried to sign up for tickets, got on the wait list. So I don't care what I'm doing, where I'm at. As soon as I'm able to purchase a Beyoncé ticket, I will be going on the Renaissance World Tour. Because who knows if she's going to have another tour?
Yeah.
Because if I was her, I'd be tired.
I know, yeah. I didn't actually, I haven't looked into it very much, but I don't think that there was very many cities. Is that right? There was only like a handful of concerts that she's doing.
No, there's a lot of concerts, which is very surprising. She's going from like May to September.
Oh,
which is why I think is going to be her last tour, because she's just like, I just do all these dates, and then they can't complain if I don't ever tour again. Which I'm like, you're Beyonce, we're gonna complain, but like, she is a human at the end of the day, and she does have a family, and I know she loves her family very much, and she's willing to do whatever it takes for her family.
That's a good
point.
But
what about us? What about us? You can't just sit here and break the world and then, like, leave. Anyway, we respect you, Beyonce. If y'all ever want to collab, let us know.
Of course. We always respect you, and we respect what you have to do. I think what I was thinking about was Steve Lacy, actually. I've been a really big fan of Steve Lacy for a long time, but he is the one going on tour also, and he's only coming to like 8 cities or something. It's like just a few that weren't very close to me. But do you like Steve Lacy?
I know who Steve Lacy is. I respect him as a musician. I'm not really familiar with his music like that, but I know he's a great musician, a great artist, and very talented. I do know that much about him.
Hmm. Word.
And congratulations to Harry Styles, winning Album of the Year.
Yeah, sure. Congratulations to Harry Styles.
What are you drinking tonight, Justin?
I am drinking water. Hydrate or dihydrate. That's what I always say.
There's a first for everything, and that was the first time I've ever heard that. Hydrate or dihydrate.
Okay. I love that. All right, so are you ready?
I am ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, so this episode might be just a little bit shorter. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe we'll have some discussion. Maybe we won't. We'll see. I'm doing something a little bit different today, and this is a legend. And it comes from Scandinavia. This is the legend of the neck. Plural is necken. Have you ever heard of this?
I gotta go.
what do you
The necken.
Necken.
It sounds like a furniture piece at IKEA.
And for the okay, yes. For most of it, I'm just gonna use the singular, the neck. And so the
Can you
way that
spell
this
that,
is,
please?
yes, I will. So there's a letter in this that is not a English letter, and so it's an O with a forward slash, and that's where the comes from. And this is a Norse, Old Norse letter, and the word for the letter actually is just the pronunciation. And from what I found, it's pronounced as a schwa, actually. So the way that they might have actually pronounced this is nucken, or nuck. So it's N with that symbol, K, nuck.
Necking.
What are you thinking? You look like you're perturbed.
I'm thinking about how my dog is going to start his BS just as soon as we started recording.
Oh no.
But we'll wait up.
So maybe he doesn't like the neck. Maybe he doesn't like necking.
No, he needs to go for a walk, but we'll go for a walk after we're done recording.
Oh, okay. Yep, okay.
So this episode is featuring Bodhi Graves.
Featuring Bodhi Graves, the neck, neckin, featuring Bodhi Graves. So, the legend. In Nordic folklore, the neck is a water spirit found near lakes and streams, who typically appears as a handsome man playing a violin. The neck is said to be a master of the violin, and he plays lovely songs to lure women and children close to the water where they can drown.
I was just about to say, ooh, I'm digging this neck, man. Plays a
I
violin.
Yeah, right.
And
And
then women and
then,
children.
yeah, right, exactly. But so there are, however, stories of the neck being totally harmless. So there are some where he lures people, women and children, to drown, and then there's some where he's just playing some sweet tunes by the water, and everyone comes to listen, you know, like the men, the women, the children, everyone. So there are also stories of the neck appearing in different forms. So, like I was saying, like this is like an oral tradition, and so there are different kinds of stories. Most of the information that I got came from Wikipedia. I don't know how y'all feel about Wikipedia, but I love Wikipedia, and I'm not gonna get into
Hey,
any more of
I
that.
dig Wikipedia.
There we go.
Wikipedia got me through ELA in high school.
There we go. I'd love to hear that. So there are stories of the neck also appearing in different forms and being a shapeshifter. And I found a few sources that mentioned the neck being a shapeshifter. So other forms that it might appear as in the water are different types of treasures, like gold or jewelry or something, and then various floating objects, whatever that means, or as an animal, most commonly a horse.
I like horses.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ride one, but I like them.
You don't want to ride this one, for sure. We'll get into that. So, Neckin are apparently most active during Midsummer, Christmas Eve, and on Thursdays. So you'll
Very
want to stay
specific.
very specific, very specific. You'll want to stay away from the water on Thursdays. In exchange for an offering of either 3 drops of blood, a black animal, some bronvin, I think, which is Scandinavian vodka or tobacco, they will teach you their sick violin skills.
Okay, so like kind of like how like the devil
Yeah.
went down to Georgia, some fiddle type stuff.
Exactly. You read my mind. That's all I could think about while I was researching
Makes me want to
this.
grab a fiddle and just pretend like I know what I'm doing.
Exactly. So yeah, I thought that was a cool thing. The neck is also sometimes considered a bad omen, which would foretell that someone would drown soon. So, as the legend goes, he would scream at a particular spot on the lake or river, and later on, someone would drown in that spot. So, to protect yourself from this spirit, all you have to do is throw a piece of steel in the water, or you can carry one with you before you go near the water or into the water. And also, you can, if you learn the neck's name and speak it, then he will die.
But I thought y'all knew his name.
Well, maybe that's part of the thing is like maybe it's just a handsome man playing the violin, you know? And that's part of the thing is like you get caught up in it, but then you're like, oh, you're the neck. And then it's like, oh, no. And then it, you know, dies,
Are there
apparently.
multiple necks?
Yes, that's why there's like a plural. So like there might be like from what I understand, maybe they can move around, maybe not, but from what I understand, it might be like this particular area, say like a waterfall, which is a nice spot. There might be a neck that lives there, you know? And maybe for that matter, maybe each neck has a different name and you have to learn their specific name.
I fucks with it. Neckin'.
So, and that can. So, there is one tale that I found, and I didn't find very many details, but this tale says a story that a neck fell in love with a human and went to go live with them on land, but soon they had to return because of a deep yearning for the water. And that's all I found, so.
Are you a mermaid or are you a neck?
Yeah, like the exact. I think it's actually The Little Mermaid. Fun fact: this story is based on the Little Mermaid.
Really?
No, I'm just
Oh.
kidding.
Neckin'.
The origins, starting with the etymology. So the Norse word "nykur," spelled Nykr, means water goblin or water demon. And it's thought to have derived from a Proto-Germanic word, nykvus, which comes from the Proto-Indo-European root nyk, meaning to wash, which I thought was really interesting. So it's important to remember that much of the Old Norse folklore and legends were never really written down until after the Christians came to Scandinavia. So much of the traditional texts are very carefully interpreted, with consideration of that good old colonizer influence,
Colonizer influence.
as we have to constantly be aware of. So that being said, some of the earliest records of Norse myths and legends come from the poetic Edda and the prose Edda, which were written by Snorri Sturluson around the year 1220. And those are some very influential documents, and I'd love to talk more about them sometime, but just to not confuse anybody, we're not going to get too into it today. But that, hold on. So that's not where the legends started. Like I said, that's just when they were written down. They were passed down orally for a long time before 1220. And in the prose Edda, Snorri uses a term, nykrat, meaning made monstrous. So from what I could find, this is the earliest mention of this term in Norse literature. So it's like proving that these terms and this etymology has been around in Norse legend for a very long time, since before things were being written down. And just a little bit earlier in the year 1200, I guess is how you would say that, it is believed that the German epic Nibelungenlied mentions another version of the neck called Nyx or Nixie, which are mermen and mermaids, respectively, who lure men to drown, but can also be friendly, just like the neck. Yeah. So fun fact, The Ring Cycle by Richard, how do you say his name? Richard Wagner. Can I just say Richard?
Ricard?
I'm gonna call him Richard.
Call him Rich, actually. I don't think he deserves the whole
That's a
name.
good
Just call him
point.
Rich. Call him
That's a good
R.
point. Our Rich Wagner, The Ring Cycle was inspired by this ancient text, Nibelungenlied, and also the poetic Edda, as well as the Volsunga saga. And the first drama in the cycle is Das Rheingold, which is very loosely based on the poetic Edda. And the opera begins with a dwarf named Alberic approaching the Rhine River and being enchanted by three Rhine maidens who resemble water spirits. And the long story short, these maidens spill the beans about a treasure that they're protecting, Das Rheingold, and the story goes on and on for hours, and there's like 50 fucking horns in the orchestra. So
He's telling the truth, y'all.
Yeah, I personally prefer the original story from the Poetic Edda, but that's my humble onion. I would recommend you guys to read the Poetic Edda. It's a great piece of literature. All that being said, from what I can find, the very first real mention of the neck, as we know it today, in literature comes from an author named Andreas Faye, who published a collection of Norwegian legends in 1833 under the title Norsk Sagan, and later again in 1844 under the title Norsk Folksagen. In this book, Faye tells the legend of the neck, as I had said earlier, and but remember, it's very likely that this legend was passed down orally and written down much later, so there could have been a lot of different influences and different versions of the story by the time we got to 1844, obviously. Yeah, do you have any questions?
So far, I think I'm rolling along. I think
Cool.
Bodhi has a question.
Oh, okay, Bodhi, what's your question? I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that question. Okay, moving on. So now I have a few other legends that are very similar to the neck. And the first one comes from Scandinavian folklore also. It's called the Fossagrim. I think that's how you might pronounce it. It's another water spirit, and this one is friendly. It's a known as a friendly spirit comparatively. And it also appears as a man playing a fiddle or a harbinger fiddle. Have you ever heard of a harbinger fiddle?
No, I have not.
Okay, so it's basically just like a violin, but it has eight or nine strings, and the extra strings are attached to like underneath the fingerboard, so they sit above the main strings. It reminded me of a viola d'amore, if you know, if you've ever seen one of those. Can you see my screen, Dreek?
I can see your screen, Justin.
Fantastic. Okay, so we're looking at some pictures of the Hardanger fiddle, which is they're all very intricately designed, and some of them have kind of like floral patterns, some of them have different colors like on the edges. They're really pretty, and the compared to a regular violin, the F holes are closed up in the middle, and I'm not 100% sure why that is, but I would assume that it makes the sound a little bit more damp and muted. So let's listen to a quick video or a quick re sound recording.
Was, I mean, it just sounded like a violin to me. It wasn't, it had like a different timbre, but like it just sounded like a little violin to me.
Oh, did you hear like the double stops, like the multiple strings playing?
I did hear that.
Okay, cool.
Cool
And
beans.
have you heard of a viola d'amore before? I'm
I
curious.
have. I think it's because of you, actually.
Oh, really?
Were you writing like a paper about one or something at one point in time?
I think I was just really interested in them at one point. And like some people have like written for the viola d'amore. This says Vivaldi, actually, Concerto for Lute, Viola d'amore, and Strings. So it used to be more popular and fell out for some reason. I think it's a beautiful instrument, though. Maybe we'll include some of that too. Cool. So that was another fun fact. And we were talking about the Fossagrim. So the Fossagrim plays the Hardanger fiddle or the regular fiddle, whichever you prefer. And in exchange for food, the Fossagrim would teach his music skills. Same. He is also said to be active on Thursdays, just like the neck. So if you're going to make an offering to the Fossagrim, you should do it on a Thursday, apparently.
Thursdays are like, I feel like Thursdays are good.
Yeah,
Thursdays are
yeah.
good.
I will warn you, and I didn't include this in my notes, but I read in one source that if you okay, there's some stipulations. He likes to have certain kinds of meat. He likes to have certain kinds of offerings, and one of them is meat, and it has to be stolen meat. And it has to be stolen smoked mutton. And
Specifically?
specifically, and you have to toss it into the river 4 times. So you have to come back every Thursday and toss this meat, stolen meat, into the river 4 times in order to get his attention. Now, alternatively, you could toss a whole sheep, and it has to be like a specific kind of sheep. I can't remember. It was like white or and like male, and like through like it had to be facing a certain way also. But I mean, considering, I don't know.
Question about what was it? Ha you said a smoked ham, smoked lamb,
Mutton.
smoked mutton.
That's also sheep.
Does that have to be smoked before you stole it, or do you have to steal the mutton and then smoke it? Or does the mutton have to be alive? Does the mutton, huh?
That's a good question. That's a good question. It seems like it, to me, like the foster groom just like appreciates some debauchery. So I feel like if you stole it when it was already smoked, he would be like, "Ha, got him."
You only need three this time, not four.
Right,
Well,
right,
who's out
right,
there
right.
smoking muttons?
Apparently, the scan the Nords were. I don't know.
Go
Oh,
off.
I don't know. So another thing that I have to warn you about is another source I read that in order to teach you his music skills on the violin, he will take your hand and run it across the strings until your fingers bleed. And from that point forward, anytime you play, it was like the trees will sway and the waters will still to the music or something like that. I might have made that up.
That would be a cool, like, a cool scene in a movie.
Oh yeah, I agree. I would watch this movie.
I don't,
100%.
it depends on how they handle the mutton part. Cause
You're right about
you're not just gonna throw a
that.
sheep in the water for me.
We're gonna have to take some liberties on that
Artistic liberties.
one. Yes. So, yes. So sometimes the foster groom is also depicted as playing a harp on the bank of a river or like underneath a waterfall, which I thought was a pretty image, so I wanted to include it. And so I have another legend, and this goes back to the horse. So the next legend, the Bekhest, meaning brook horse, let me say that with more confidence. The Bekhest, meaning brook horse, is a water spirit that appears in the form of a white or gray horse. And I read in one place that its hoofs are inverted, so they're like fa only its hoofs are facing backwards.
I
Ew.
mean, just the hoofs or like the whole leg or.
Even made a point of saying like the hoofs are inverted and the like ankle or the knees are forward. Like literally everything else is facing forward, but their feet, their hoofs. Ugh.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Bekhest is sometimes thought to be the same as the neck. Like I said, like the neck shape shifts into the Bekhest, but sometimes it's thought to just be a totally separate entity and like a totally separate thing. And one version of this is in the Faroe Islands. And in the Faroe Islands, they call this horse the Nykur, like we were mentioning before, from the Old Norse name of the oh, what was it? Water goblin, right?
Water goblin, that's what it was.
The Nykur, and the legend about this says that the horse is brilliantly beautiful and he will entice passersby to mount him. But once they do, they won't be able to get off, and then he jumps into the water and drowns them. So this is a bad spirit,
So
the
he doesn't
Nykur.
drown too?
No, he came out of the water.
Girl.
Yeah, he is part of he's a water spirit,
This would
so.
be a good movie, I'm telling you.
So the Little Mermaid. Anyway, they also have a legend which says that it can be captured, the Nykur can be captured and used as a working horse if the person spits on it and makes the sign of the cross above its back every day. But if you forget to spit on your horse and make a cross over its back, then he might enchant you, or he will run away, or maybe both.
Enchant you and leave you.
Yeah, talk about some creativity.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. So I have one last legend. In Finland, there's a water spirit called the Naki, which appears as a handsome man from the front, but from the back it is hairy and ugly. And it waits near the edge of bodies of water and lures children to come closer. And then it snatches them and drags them into the murky water. And there are other versions of the Naki also being shapeshifters, and they appear as a lovely woman, a silver fish, a dog, or a horse.
I like the dog one. Is it a big dog? What kind of dog is it?
They didn't mention that. I'm not sure. But either way, it's trying to drown you, so...
Either way, it's trying to drown you.
Yeah. So, I added some stuff. Let's see. In pop culture, Nekken is... as well as the Nyx and the Nixies have been featured as mythical creatures in a handful of books and films and video games, quite a few of them. And the image of the white horse sometimes is called the Brook Horse, as I mentioned before, Brook Horse, which has also become a common character in stories and can be seen in different types of stories presented in different ways. The white Brook Horse typically, or the gray Brook Horse. And that's the legend of the neck.
The neck? That was the bee's knees. Or the bee's neck.
The bee's neck.
That was not cool. Please don't put that in.
Well, I thought this was super interesting, and I'm kind of a nerd about Norse mythology and history. So, also, of course, like always, I love to hear from you guys. If you have any personal experience with this, or you've heard it, or... anything, I want to hear what you heard, and maybe if I get enough submissions, we'll be able to, like, I don't know, do a bonus episode and read your stories about the legends.
Bonus episode.
Yeah, so if you're from this area, or even if you're not and you've heard of the neck, let me know what you heard. And that's it.
Do you have any trivia for me? Or are we just gonna we're gonna call it?
I wanted to do trivia. My trivia was going to be, well, my trivia was kind of about the viola d'amore and the fiddle, the harbinger fiddle. Cuz I don't think that any hit songs came out in 2020.
You know, you don't know until you look.
You don't know until you look. I also had 1833 and 1844. I used to like to do like compositions that came out at that
that
time.
That is so cool. Absolutely. Well, if you have any suggestions, send us an email at paranormalcracktivitypodcast@gmail.com.
That's right. Or DM us on Instagram at paranormalcracktivitypodcast.
We don't have a YouTube channel. We don't have a TikTok. We are looking for a social media manager that is not willing to get paid.
Yes.
Willing to not get paid. So let us know.
Yes, and wait, did you already say something about Patreon? I'm sorry, I kind of got distracted by the 1844 thing.
I did not.
Okay, I just wanted to say we really appreciate everyone who is supporting us on Patreon right now. We love you guys so much, and every month we're going to be releasing a bonus episode for... you can join for as little as $1 a month. But if you join for $3 a month, then you'll get access to our bonus episodes and our bonus chats, which we release every month. And we're going to be making more content for you guys. We also have some stickers. And for all of our current patrons, and as long as supplies last for our future patrons, if you subscribe to our Patreon, you'll be receiving a Paranormal Cracktivity sticker in the mail, along with a little letter from us that expresses our gratitude.
I'll kiss it.
That's right. Dreek will kiss it. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/paranormalcracktivity. And thank you so much for listening. And please don't smoke crack.
Don't smoke crack. Even Bodhi says don't smoke crack. Don't do it. Say bye, Bodhi.
Bodhi says don't smoke crack.
Say bye. He just took the hardest gulp. I hope y'all heard it.
He did not like that microphone. He was like, what is this? It's okay, he'll learn.
I believe anybody should do whatever they want if they're not hurting anyone or themselves or the environment.